At 6:06, it's clear, already 82 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 103 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. We have extensive coverage for you this morning on the Supreme Court ruling dealing with health care reform. Our coverage this morning begins with Catherine Roberts and the reaction of an OU Tulsa physician.
The Supreme Court upholds the Affordable Care Act. Local physician David Kendrick reacts.
My initial reaction was, this seems so clear-cut and not gray, and then the more I listened, the more gray it got.
He's glad that at least some of the uncertainty surrounding healthcare has been cleared up, but he says some key decisions that have yet to be made about how Oklahoma will comply with the law will have a major impact in coming months. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Now, Oklahoma is one of the states that did not set up a health care exchange under the law. Opponent Broken Arrow's state Republican Representative Mike Ritz says it really doesn't matter.
Exchanges would be thrown on us anyway. We don't have to set up a state exchange. If we do, it's a waste of time, waste of effort and money. The federal government will mandate that.
And Governor Fallon this morning saying that she will not call a special session of the legislature to address that issue. On the other side is the Oklahoma Policy Institute's David Blatt. He says it's time for Oklahoma to follow the law.
It is law of the land. We think that the responsible course moving forward is to be involved in making sure that the law takes effect in ways that will be most beneficial to Oklahomans.
We have much more on this story coming up for you in an in-depth segment at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. The city is getting tough with fireworks stands inside the city limits. Fireworks are illegal in Tulsa, but are being sold on Indian allotment land near 111th and South Yale. The Tulsa police and fire marshals have been authorized to confiscate the fireworks. Meanwhile, Tulsa's new fire chief takes over the department.
A commemorative bell sound signifying the passing of the chief's badge from Alan LaCroix to Ray Driscoll. LaCroix's retiring and Driscoll's been named the new head of the department. He knows finances are still tight, and he's visited with the mayor about department needs.
And he's given me full support that he's all in that. Now, I also understand that there are other city organizations that we have to take care of, so taking all that, encompassing everything there together, we'll look at that and see where we're at. But yeah, we're going to always have to be efficient in spending money.
Driscoll becomes only the 11th chief in the 100-year history of the Tulsa Fire Department. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa is on the grow. New figures from the Census Bureau has the population at just under 400,000. That is up 1.2% since the 2010 census. According to the figures, we could eclipse 400,000 sometime this summer. While the heat wave continues, we had another air quality exceedance yesterday. Three cooling stations are now open in Tulsa where people can get out of the oppressive heat. Emergency Management Director Roger Jolliffe says the stations aren't meant as overnight shelters, just a place to cool down.
That's just a cooling station. Now, they do have shelters at those facilities for folks that need sheltering, but they have a cooling station there where you can just get in and out of the heat and get a break.
Now, the stations are located at the Salvation Army Center on North Denver and the Tulsa County Social Services Building on Charles Page Boulevard at Gilcrease Museum Road, also the Equality Center in downtown Tulsa. Our weather forecast, a heat warning and an ozone alert for us today. Sunny and hot, 103 this afternoon. Clear tonight, 74 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 101. Sunday and Monday, less heat, highs of 99, but hot again by Tuesday, back over 100. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it's clear and 82. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.